We start our third and final hour. Welcome back, or good afternoon, good morning. I'm Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California. I'm in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every single day. Third hour is an open phone hour. Take advantage of it. Get up in here. 1-800-636-8686. The cameras are on. We are rehearsing. We're getting ready for this show to become a live simulcast. As you know, 2018 means the jungle is coming to TV finally. January 2nd on CBS Sports Network. Make sure you look for that. We've got a couple of weeks left here. Still to come before the end of the year in review. We'll have that at the very end of the program. Or end of the year, I should say. So 2 weeks left. Lots of football still ahead and a lot to cover. You have your phone number. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, do that at Jim Rome. If you want to email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at habitate.com. Big story today, of course. Philadelphia, fearing the worst, gets the worst possible news. Carson Wentz does, in fact, have a torn ACL in his left knee. Doug Peterson, the head coach, confirms that he is going to miss the rest of the regular season and the postseason. We're talking about a guy who might have had the inside track on the MVP award, a special kind of player, a very different kind of player, and now they have to go without him for the rest of the season. Question is, are they still a legitimate Super Bowl threat? Are they still the team to beat? Or are they a team that can get there that might not make a long run with Nick Foles as the quarterback? Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com and I discussed this very topic in hour number one.
Clearly, I think they can win a playoff game maybe, but I don't think they can win a Super Bowl without him. They were, to me, the team to beat in the NFC, even after what happened last week at Seattle. Their defense can rush the passer, although they had problems on Sunday. But when you look at this team, do they run the ball? Great. No. Do they rush the passer? Yes. Are they great in the secondary? Pretty good. But you add it all up, it comes back to that quarterback position. And I just don't think, Jim, that Nick Foles is that guy. I know he had the 27-2 season with Chip Kelly a couple years ago, and a lot of people say that's one of the great aberration seasons of all time. But I don't think Nick Foles can win a Super Bowl, so I think the Eagles pretty much are done.
All right, then. Pete Prisco is saying they're done, that Nick Foles is not the kind of guy that can win a Super Bowl. I think in his defense, they don't need him to win a Super Bowl. We've seen backups win Super Bowls. I think the guy might be able to. I think that he can at least have a shot at getting them there because of the NFC. It's wide open right now. Wide open. And when you look at the way they're playing defense, and I think they can run the ball pretty well, I think they've got to look at this thing. I think they've got a shot. But before Wentz went down, I would have said it's Philadelphia and then everybody else in the NFC. So where do you come out? What do you think of the NFC right now? Meantime, Packer fans are all fired up because they find a way to get it done. They fall behind by 2 touchdowns going into the fourth quarter against the Browns. The Browns, who I mentioned earlier, I've never been so proud of in my life. In fact, I'm not sure I'm as proud of anybody as I am the Browns, from Manning down and finding a way to lose and keep their dream season alive. Packer fan is hyped up on that because that means that if they get a positive report, they might get Aaron Rodgers back. They're still alive now. They've got to look at this thing, but it looks like they're probably going to have to run the table to give them any kind of chance, themselves any chance at all, and that is a tough schedule. That's a big ask, even of Aaron Rodgers, to miss that kind of time and come back. But again, I've seen Aaron Rodgers do some pretty miraculous things. If it's possible, he might be able to do it. Hey, if anything else, at least Brett Hundley gave them a chance. Gave them a shot. He went 3-2 and gave them a chance to get Aaron Rodgers back and play meaningful games. And if you're a Packer fan, that's all you can ask for. Let me talk for 1 minute before I go to the phones about the concussion protocol. Safe to say, the league's concussion protocol is not doing what it's supposed to do. Not if Texans quarterback Tom Savage could take the shot that he took against the Niners, head into the medical tent, and then come right back out and re-enter the game. Now, I don't know what the hell that neurologist saw inside of that tent, but I know what I saw on the field, even watching it on TV, and what I saw was not good.
Third down at 7 from the Houston 9. Niners showing blitz. Savage in the gun. Hopkins short side right. Here's the snap. Savage throwing right side and incomplete. Had to hurry. He took a shot.
Man,
he's down in the end zone. Slow to get up as Elvis Dumervil got into the backfield. Now Savage pops up. And he's running off the field, slows down, now runs off again.
Texans radio. So again, he got up, but not after convulsing and twitching on the field. Gets up, goes in the medical tent, and then comes right back out and re-enters the game. I'm not exactly sure what that neurologist saw inside of that tent, or what he did not see. But as an independent party, I know this. He's not that good at his job. Not if he sent Savage back into the game concussed. Now, do I know for a fact that he was concussed? No, I can't say that I do. But I do know that he came out of the game shortly thereafter, and he sat out the rest of the game. So how the hell do you let that guy back in the game? I'm no doctor. I just don't think that I need to be one to know that if this guy's twitching, and if you've seen the replay, his hands are twitching. If he's twitching, he probably suffered a concussion. If he's convulsing, he probably has a bruised brain. Again, it's not even like he just ran back out onto the field without anybody knowing. Or even a doctor employed by the team sent him back out on the field. This was an independent party that was there at the league's behest for their concussion protocol. You might want to tweak that program a little bit. Tweak it. If you're allowing guys back into the game who had been twitching and convulsing moments earlier after a big hit, you might want to change that program a little bit. I mean, why even have the protocol if that's what happens? Obviously, the program's not working, not the way it's meant to. If it had been just a one-off, that would be one thing, but it's not. I mean, bottom line, this guy should not have been allowed back in that game. Should not have been allowed back in that game, back on that field. And if we could all see it from home, how did they miss it standing right next to that guy and talking directly to him inside that tent? What kind of a conversation was that? If we could all see it from home. And Savage, you know, Savage, as much as anybody else, these guys are not coming off the field. This is why that protocol is in place. Leave it up to the players, even with the education that they have right now, almost every last one of them is going to go back on the field. Especially a guy who's already lost his job, who's doing what he can to stay in the league, and who's doing what he can to remain a viable starter. That guy's going back on the field no matter what. He even made statements to that effect before the game, like the week of the game. You're going to have to keep me off the field to keep me from going on the field. And sure enough, there it was. The guy said it as much. All right, let's go to the phones. I appreciate y'all being so patient. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Seattle. Tyler in Seattle. Tyler, good morning. What's up? How are you?
Romy.
Tyler.
Taking on KC for the West title. December football is not easy on my health. However, we need to power through. But we need your help, Rome. Four consecutive wins have come in correlation with a member of the Chargers coming on this show. You know what I'm getting at, Rome. We need a Charger this week. Get it done. I got a couple suggestions for you. Melvin Ingram, Joey Big Bear Bosa, or Austin Eckler. You pick, man. Jungle Karma cannot be beat. Straight like that, Rome. War Gary V, and unwar my brother as a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Man, disgraceful. Anyway, Rome, we'll catch up later.
All right, Tyler, thanks. See ya. And I especially appreciate the suggestions. Thanks a lot for that Joey Bosa idea. That one kind of slipped my mind. Yeah, at least he acknowledged the karma. He's right. They've got four wins, and he's saying that's coincided with the guys we put on. We have put guys on. Melvin Gordon, November 7th. Phillip Rivers, November 27th. Anthony Lynn, December 5th. Chargers are a big-time jungle team, and they're riding that karmic wave, aren't they? Rosie Nix came on, scored his first touchdown. He had not had a reception. He had not had a touchdown. He had nothing offensively. Came on the program, the Steeler did, recently, and talked about what it would feel like, what it would mean to him if he could score a touchdown. If you missed, I played the soundbite. He had scored a touchdown in high school. He'd scored a touchdown in college. He's a fullback right now. My man never touches the ball. Literally never touches the ball and couldn't care less. Knows his job, knows his role, never complains, goes to work, puts the hard hat on. But I said, you know, you got to feed the big dog. When you have a guy doing that kind of dirty work, that grunt work, you got to feed that big dog. And last night, Ben Roethlisberger did. And not only did he score a touchdown, but it was a big-time score when they had to have it. The karma is real. I cannot believe that at this point anybody still even doubts the karma. Those who respect the show, who treat their show well, have good things happen to them. Those who dog the show, disrespect the show, always have to come back and bite them right in the ass. Not sure why it is. Ask Jay Wright. Ask Bobby Hurley. Ask anybody who's come on the show recently and had something good happen to them. Let's keep it going. Here in Southern California, Jeff in SoCal. Let's go to the phones. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Rome, I'm great, man. How you doing?
So good. What's up?
Hey, I got a big question for San Diego. How does my freshly Botox can earth taste today? Hey, how's not having football going for you down there, San Diego fan? Have you started digging around your basement for your old Philip Rivers jersey? Hey, honey, have you seen the old Rivers jersey? Have you made it to any of those indoor soccer games yet? Have you made it over to the Jenny Craig Pavilion for any USD basketball? Rome, I'm loving the Chargers, man. They're fun to watch. If they get in the playoffs, who knows what's going to happen. Watching the Chargers, I'm two wins away from investing in a car flag. I mean, when I watch Rivers out there, I get a little emotional, Rome. I'm feeling like Jeff in San Antonio when he called in to let you know he had sex with his fiance. War, me and my Chargers. Rack me, I'm out.
Yeah, Jeff, that's not going to happen. It's San Diego. This guy's trolling you so hard. He is trolling you so hard. You know he doesn't give a damn about the Chargers. You know he's not going to buy a Charger flag. You know he couldn't care less about the Chargers. That's what's got to hurt so much, right? Here in L.A., where they don't care about either the Rams or the Chargers, you've literally lived and died with your team, bled and sweat with that team, given that team everything you had. And now they come up here and they're killing it. They've won 7 out of 9. They're tied atop the AFC West. They've got that showdown game in Kansas City on Saturday night in prime time. And you've got LA fans coming in here saying, hey, San Diego, thanks a hell of a lot for that, man. We're really enjoying this. They're fun. They're awesome. Mocking you, trolling you, talking junk. San Diego Charger fan, San Diego resident, I just know you're not taking that from that guy or from anybody in LA. You hate LA, remember? No way you tolerate that. I want to hear from somebody in San Diego. If that's not a reason to go, what is?
War, me and my Chargers.
Why don't you get off that guy's back? Why is it that whenever somebody calls this program, gets a little bit dusty, chokes up, gets emotional, you kill them? I've done this a long, long time. All right, so Jeff in San Antonio. Just for those of you who were not there, or maybe you've heard that name, or you don't understand that reset, this is a guy who called the program several weeks back, maybe a couple of months ago, and was going through a really emotional time where he wanted to talk to me about, well, the show, what the show has meant to him, the fact that he and his fiance were about to have a child, that his fiance let him name that child Jordan because she knew how much Mike Jordan meant to him. I mean, these are the best of times. The guy's relating the story to me on the show and gets choked up. I mean, a nice, tender jungle moment.
War,
what do you all do?
War me and my fiance and war Jordan.
You killed him. Literally, my wife Janet, who was listening, who also was listening earlier today when I was hyping the Chargers, she heard that call, and Janet's so good. She's the best. No sooner than that guy hung up the phone, Janet's like on the phone, thumbing it all out. I love that call. I love that guy. That was so nice. Yeah, I'll give him a taste. I'll bet you, lady clones, you tell me, any lady clones, because obviously the dudes can't handle this, any lady clones listening, thinking, boy, that's nice. That's nice. I wish my man were like that. Or any lady clones listening saying, no, all the jungle guys have got it right about that guy.
The last thing that I want to say is lexicon means a lot. I've got the fiance starting to hate the word, allegedly. So props to you, and knock them dead, Rome. War the San Antonio Spurs. War me and my fiance. And war Jordan.
Telling you something. It takes a real dude to cry on national radio. I got your back, Jeff. It's you and me against the world, brother, but I got your back. I got you. It's all good. Marty will probably have your back, too. It's the three of us against the world right now. We are taking telephone calls. You know what I want to do? I've got an awesome, awesome podcast for you tomorrow that has nothing to do with sports. We're trying to change the podcast up. I want to make the podcast different than this show. But if I'm going to go out there, understand, clones, I'm not going to break. I'm not going to violate the trust that you have with me. If I'm doing something that is not sports related, I know you're going to like it. And I am tomorrow. So we'll have that. The one thing, and I know that my guest tomorrow is going to crush it. What I don't know is how the voicemail is going to go tomorrow. So let me reset that very quickly when we come back. In the meantime, you should hit me up. Phone lines are open. We're taking telephone calls. The cameras are on. We are rehearsing for The Jungle Going to TV on January 2nd.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Just missed something awesome. As you might imagine, so we have a new studio, and we're still setting the studio up, and we're rehearsing right now. So there's a bunch of people walking through the studio. Some dude just looked right in the glass like he was just going to come here and chat me up. Like, no, my man, I'm good. I'm kind of working right now. I'm good. Yeah, I don't really know where we keep the microwave. Sorry about that, bro. Welcome back. Yeah, what's so funny about that, Alvy? You think that's funny, Alvy? You know, I was not able to finish the thought about the Yankees and Derek Jeter working that deal for Giancarlo Stanton and the fact that he's a plant or that he's just trying to help his team out. I didn't finish the thought, but I don't have to finish the thought because a lot of you are doing it for me. Like Ed in Santa Paula tweets, I see nothing wrong with the Stanton trade. Sincerely, Jerry West trading Pau Gasol to the Lakers when running the Grizzlies. At TFP Willie tweets, gonna be weird if the Yankees win a championship and Commissioner Manfred hands the trophy to Cashman and Jeets. Yeah, if so, I think I'd probably do it in the other order. If Manfred were to hand the trophy to Jeets and Cashman, like I said, they ought to build this guy another statue for that deal that he just made for the Yankees. Dear Rome, it took Jeter months to get enough cash together to buy the Marlins. Within a couple of weeks, this cheap bag sells off our generation's Babe Ruth. Basically, Jeets bought an expensive-ass car and then couldn't afford the gas to drive it. In 2 years, he will have to sell that team for a loss and get his overrated ass out of Miami. Wore the 837. Dear Rome, you don't think the Marlins got a good deal for Stanton? Please.
Please.
I call that a bleeping jackpot. Signed, Babe Ruth getting traded for a Broadway show. Aaron in Omaha. Well played, Aaron. Nicely done, Aaron. Like I said, while the Marlins did mishandle things, misplay things, Cashman played this thing perfectly. Waited a little bit longer, and then he got exactly what he wanted. And if I were a Marlin fan, I'd be so mad. Of course, I'm not a Marlin fan because nobody is a Marlin fan. So I guess it really doesn't matter. But is it an embarrassing trade? Yes. Is it bad for baseball? Yes. Are the Marlins embarrassing and bad for baseball? Hell yes. Again, to me, the crazy thing about that deal is the Yankees don't even need this guy. They really don't. They already had Aaron Judge. Now they have Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton in the same lineup. The AL home run king and the NL home run king. These guys combined for 111 home runs last year. The Giants hit 128 as a team last year. So Cashman had said that their priority was adding another starting pitcher. But I guess when a former team legend offers you Stanton for a bag of baseballs, you just say yes. And now, depending on how new manager Aaron Boone wants to play this, he could have Judge and Stanton hitting back-to-back, which means there's a chance that Gary Sanchez and his 33 home runs will hit sixth. Sixth. And that's before we talk about Gleyber Torres, who the Yankees expect to call up this year and is roundly regarded as the best prospect in all of baseball. So much for the idea of the baby bombers and the idea that the Yankees are doing a slow rebuild. They just slammed that thing right into hyperdrive. They went to Game 7 of the ALCS, and they barely lost to the eventual champs. And then they went out and they added the NL MVP for nothing. In other words, these are the same old Yankees. Same old Yankees. You know, the old Yankees who made moves for one reason, and one reason only, because they could. They missed out on Ohtani. Whatever. We'll just get Stanton. That's why we're the Yankees and you're not. That's why the Marlins are still the Marlins, but even worse. Why they just traded the worst owner ever for maybe owners who might even be worse than the worst owner ever. And the guy with the reputation, the best reputation ever, is fronting the entire operation and looking worse and worse by the second. I mean, everything Jeter touches now turns to crap. And this guy was like near perfect. And for what? Like, geez, what are you getting out of that? Besides a terrible reputation, what are you getting out of that? Chipped off 25 mil of his own money, walk around money probably, to buy into that franchise. And what's he do? He shows up, sits down in his office, and puts a couple of iPads on his desk and a stand-up sanitizer. And then has a couple of big-time legends from the franchise blown out. Andre Dawson, Jeff Conine, handled all wrong. They've got some longtime scout in the hospital awaiting a kidney transplant. They don't renew him. And then Stanton, he never even reaches out to. A guy who had a near-perfect rep couldn't look any worse right now. And one email before I go to break. This one's directed to Jeff in San Antonio. So let me see if somebody else has got this guy's back besides me. Dear Jeff and SA, don't worry, brother. It takes a big man to cry, but it takes an even bigger man, a clone, to laugh at that man who is crying. Signed, Tragedy and Comedy.
War? Me and my Chargers.
Did you get that? You see what he did there? It takes a big man to cry, but it takes an even bigger man, a clone, to laugh at that man who is crying.
War? Me and my Chargers.
The moral of the story is, clones, if you're getting dusty and you're choking up, don't call the show. I'm fine with it. I'd even embrace it on some level. I see you working. I understand it. You see, I've done this a long time. I understand how this works. A lot of you think that when you're driving around, you know, and the world's changing right now, and a lot of people get their content from their phone or their laptop, but I understand this whole notion of people who are driving around. You have a connection to me. I'm not talking to 8 billion people. I'm talking to you. We have that connection. And if you've listened for a long, long time, it's a connection that's deep and we're bonded. And now you're at this point in your life where you have a fiance and she's pregnant and the fiance let you name the child Jordan and you're feeling it and you want to drop Lexicon in there for whatever that means. And then in that moment, you're like, damn, I am choked up. Don't be. And if you're going to be, don't call this show, because those ghouls will kill you like they are him.
War, me and my fiance, and war Jordan.
Jeff, it's just you and me against the world. And it kind of sucks.
See, bro, now you've put you and me both in a bad spot. Now I've got to fight that good fight for you. But I will. Clones, you're never going to wear me down to the point that I don't give people credit who've had my back and supported the program. You see, I'm not like that. I'm not a ghoul like that. If a guy calls me up and says I've been listening for 20 years, and then in that moment of weakness, he loses it on the air, I'm not going to let you tear him down and bring me with him or you. I'm not going in and following you down that road, clones. I've got this guy's back. In fact, I would encourage all of you to call me up and cry. We can handle this. You have your telephone number. We're open phones in this hour. When we come back, what I want to do is let you know about this podcast, episode 17, which drops tomorrow. No sports, no sports angle at all. And you might find it as interesting as any we've done to date. It's that good. In the meantime, while I'm handling my part of the business, you're not handling yours. You need to do better on the phones. One last shot to bring that voicemail back. We'll have that for you next segment. Don't go anywhere. Phone lines are open. Hit me on Twitter or email us. Bottom of hour number three means time for a sports update. Here is the latest. ATP is coming up momentarily. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. One last segment. And again, big day here. My man Walter's here. We're rehearsing. We're moving the cameras around the studio. We're on the phone to New York. This is an exciting time. I'm fired up on this. A couple of weeks to get it right, and then I'll take the last week of the year off like I do every single year, and then I come back on January 2nd, and this show will be broadcast live on television along with the radio. So it'll be a live simulcast. Before I go to the ATP, let me read you something that I think is really interesting. John Heyman, longtime baseball reporter, tweeted the following. John Heyman tweets, Giancarlo met with Jeter. Stanton suggested to him he'd like the Marlins to, quote, move forward, end quote, and add pitching. When Jeter suggested they would, quote, subtract, they both understood it was time to part. Think about that for a minute. Like, yeah, nice to see you, Jeets. I'd like our team to get better. I would not. Or, yeah, Derek, thank you very much. Listen, here's a list of pitchers that I think that would help us. Here's a list of pitchers I think we could add. Okay. All right. Good. Good. Because here's a list of players on our team that I would like to get rid of. Starting with you. That's not going well, is it? Not for Marlin fan, assuming such a thing actually existed. It's time to ask the pros, where you clones get to ask me a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. And remember, choosing the right antifreeze for your engine or replacing your windshield wiper blades, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you get your vehicle in fighting shape for the cold weather ahead. It's getting cold. Help your car out. It deserves it. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. A lot of you are kind of into what I'm wearing these days, right? Like John Hedstrom, Windsor, Ontario. Yourself and the David August threads aside, who would you say is consistently the best dressed on the NFL Today on CBS? It's impossible to pick. Everybody is Natalie attired on that show. Everybody looks good. Everybody looks good. We all bring something different to it. Everybody looks good. Nobody looks any better. Now, if you really want to put me on the spot, and I have to answer, if I have to answer, if you're asking me on the NFL Today on CBS, I mean, God, you got JB, James Brown is such a classy and dignified gentleman. He's incredible. Phil Simms has his sense of style. Boomer definitely has a sense of style. You've got Nate Burleson, who's the young gun, the young buck. All right, I'll answer the question. You ask the question, I'll answer the question. I hate people who hedge. JLC and I look the best. I'm going to go with Jason Lockenfora and me. Let's see, what else do we have here? Like Casey Dunn. Casey writes, will your daily attire change once you're on TV? Will you suit up? Will you denim up? Will Hawk be allowed to wear his sweater vests? Thanks. Casey in the Shire. You know what? I think the plan is right now, I'm going to wear what I normally wear. And what I normally wear is business casual Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, we denim up. So I'll probably do that. That's not going to change. I'm not going to suit up every single day. But I'll tell you what you won't get. You won't get some slob like a lot of sports talk radio guys are. I'm not going to slob it up, man. This place is nice. This hood is nice. My studio is nice. Everything is clean. You know, you got to show up a certain way. I've always felt that way. Show up a certain way. Be professional. Come ready to work. So I'll do it the way I've always done it. Two questions about what I'm wearing. Brad Meckley, Des Moines. Hey, Jim, when you were a kid, what was your favorite toy that you got for Christmas? Thanks, Brad in Des Moines. I can answer that. In no particular order, the toys that I remember most as a kid growing up, the Evel Knievel crank toy. Hey, Alvin, there's a crank reference. Ding! You remember that? Where you had that motorcycle where you put that in a little crank box and you crank that thing hard, you bruise your knuckles up. You'd be bleeding in the street. That thing was so fun.
You know who the hell I am?
Evel freaking Knievel. Hate to date myself, but that was my favorite toy. Another favorite toy growing up, Mattel electronic football. That thing was so awesome. The only time I ever broke into a present before Christmas Day, and I'm looking over my shoulder like, I'm going to be so busted. The old man will rip that thing from me so fast, I'll never get to use it again. Yeah, that went pretty well for me, trying to rewrap the box, too. The Mattel electronic football game was awesome. Gotta admit, And this tells you how lame Hollywood is. Because I'm like, I'm a 50-something-year-old dude right now. One of my other favorite toys, I had this Planet of the Apes treehouse. Damn, that was badass. Love that thing. What else? As a kid, I liked getting a bike, obviously. A bike was good. I think those are the four big ones. The Evel Knievel crank toy, Alvin.
You know who the hell I am?
Actually, I was just looking for the ding, but that's all right. The Planet of the Apes. The Mattel Electronic Football 1 and 2. Third was all right. Number one was the best, so the whole school shut down for that thing. And the treehouse. All right, let's see what else we got here. One more. Kevin writes, Rome, I heard you describe certain moments in life that are truly inexplicable. Getting married, having kids. How will it feel to have not one, but two NFL teams go 0-16, not only in your lifetime, but less than 10 years apart? That's true. That's incredible. If and when the Browns finish that, that will certainly go down as one of the highlights of my life. But there's always going to be an asterisk on this season. They'll run it backwards. They'll go 0-16. It'll be amazing. But I always think about how they choked last year. 0-16 will always feel like 0-32. It should have been 0-32. And when I've mentioned the greatest things in my life, the birth of my first son, the birth of my second son, the day I got married, the day Misdirection won the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. Like, four of the most surreal things in my life. If the Browns had run it backwards 2 years in a row to go 0-32, I'd put that right up there with the day I got married. It'd be that good. But they choked. Let's see. This email says, I'm sorry, Jim, but after tomorrow, how many podcasts will you have done? Just wondering. Signed, K. Winger. Yeah, the podcast is only 17. That's right, Kip. Phil in Missouri. Speaking of which, if I have time, I want to get this very quickly. So episode 17 drops tomorrow. I have no idea how this happened, but the voicemail segment has been there for every single one of them. You love it. I hate it. It doesn't mean that it doesn't serve a purpose. I've set this thing up for a reason. 24/7 open hotline to my direct cell. If you don't have that number, I want you to write it down right now. This will get you right on my phone. If I can answer the phone, I will. Ask anybody who I've talked to. 949-385-0447. Write that number down. 949-385-0447. Write it down because there's no telling how much longer it will be in effect. You can really call that number and talk about anything you want, anytime you want. It's a take hotline. Well, and an impression line, a drunk dial line, it's whatever you want to be. Dial it up, get on the tape. Episode 17 drops tomorrow. There is still time. If you have not heard it and you're wondering what it's all about and why I hate it so much, this is what it sounds like.
First new message.
Rome, Josh Beckett, had a few drinks. Was just horsing around, man.
Message deleted. Next message.
Oy. Jim Rome, Macho Man Randy Savage calling you. I want to say I love the podcast, digging it from up above. Oh, yeah, dig it.
Message deleted. Next message.
Hey, Jim Rome. This is Jeff in San Antonio. Hey, I just had the best cheeseburger, and it reminded me of you, Romy, because I remember one time you said that you ate a cheeseburger, too.
Message deleted. Next message.
Romy, this is Jack Nicholson. When I get my shoe shined, I gotta take the guy's word for it, huh?
Message deleted. Next message.
Hey, Jim. One sec.
Bridget! Stop!
Message deleted. Next message.
Mike in Buffalo!
I gotta be late! Buffalo!
Message saved. Next message.
Hi, Rome. This is Andy Rooney. You know what I don't understand? They call it daylight savings time when you're not really saving any daylight at all. I don't get it. Crack me. I'm out.
Message deleted. You have no more messages.
Now, as bad as they all were, they did have something in common. They were short. They were concise. They were succinct. They were tight. If you're going to dial that number, make sure you dial it in your message. Dial in your message. The number again, put it in your phone, 949-385-0447. Call right now. I mean, literally right now. be on the podcast tomorrow. I'm looking for new blood. If you're already calling, I'm looking for new takes. And by new takes, I mean better takes. Maybe you're not sure whether or not you're good enough to be on the air here. Maybe you're afraid that when you get on the air, you'll yip up, you'll go into the tank. You're probably right. So get a rep or two in on the voicemail. Call that number right now, 949-385-0447. I would say that it's a mixed bag, but it's not. It mostly sucks. But I'm trying to find a way to make this thing interactive, and I'm trying to find a way to keep you involved. I'm trying to look for a reason to keep this thing. I've done my job. The interviews are always good. The guests are always good. We're well-researched. We're well-prepped. I need you to step it up. All I need is 20 good seconds. It's not that big of an ask. You can do this thing. Once again, last time, that number is 949-385-0447. Time now for the huge call brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club has everything that you need for your hair, your face, your skin, and everything in the shower. They've got you covered from head to toe. They even have gift memberships and e-gift cards available as well. Give the club a try today. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/Rome. dollarshaveclub.com/Rome.
Hey, I got a big question for San Diego. How does my freshly Botoxed can earth taste today? Hey, how's not having football going for you down there, San Diego fan? Have you started digging around your basement for your old Philip Rivers jersey? Hey, honey, have you seen the old Rivers jersey? Have you made it to any of those indoor soccer games yet? Have you made it over to the Jenny Craig Pavilion for any USD basketball? Rome, I'm loving the Chargers, man. They're fun to watch. If they get in the playoffs, who knows what's going to happen. Watching the Chargers, I'm two wins away from investing in a car flag. I mean, when I watch Rivers out there, I get a little emotional, Rome. I'm feeling like Jeff in San Antonio when he called in to let you know he had sex with his fiance. War, me and my Chargers. Rack me, I'm out.
That's whack.
That's a troll racking himself. And now we're done. My thanks to our guests. We had Pete Prisco on, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports. We had Jeff Passan, MLB columnist for Yahoo Sports. Deion Jones, a linebacker for the Atlanta Falcons. Thank you very much for listening. XR4TI doing its thing. Walter and the crew getting us ready for a TV show in several weeks. Thank you for listening. Y'all have a great day. I'm Jim Rome. See you tomorrow. We're out.